This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Another vessel struck by the U.S. military in the Eastern Pacific. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says that the boat was transporting narcotics. It says three men were killed in the strike. It's the second boat to be hit in that region in 2 days.
The administration has been cracking down on suspected drug smugglers in the Caribbean, bombing seven vessels there since September 2nd. And in a show of force, the U.S. flying three B-52 bombers off the coast of Venezuela late last week. President Trump said he also has authorized covert CIA missions inside Venezuela.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The North Carolina House approved a new congressional voting map Wednesday that's expected to give Republicans an extra seat in Congress. Texas was the first state to redistrict in favor of Republicans. Sources tell ABC News President Trump intends to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to begin construction of his new ballroom that could be completely razed by this weekend. This is ABC News. Extreme weather and trade impacts are driving up coffee prices, but there are still some ways to save.
Whether it's a cup of joe, cold brew, or that pumpkin spice latte, Americans like their daily jolt. But the price for coffee keeps rising, up more than 20% in just the past year. The continued drought in top coffee-producing countries like Brazil and Southeast Asia are impacting the supply chain, according to consumer and retail group Melius Research, along with the added cost of tariffs. But there are ways to save. Experts say coffee clubs offer free drinks or discounts if you buy in bulk, and many are turning to freeze-dried or instant espresso. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The director of Paris's Louvre Museum testified before France's Senate Wednesday after Sunday's daytime jewel heist. Lawrence Dakar said that the outdated security system is partially to blame, including one camera that was pointing away from the window that the suspects broke in through. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear and frosty. We're going to drop into the 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, the midterm elections might be a year away, but there is a sleeper issue out there that may be the key to Democrats winning. We'll discuss it next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. A rainy, overcast day here in Wisconsin, particularly in northeast Wisconsin, but it is a glorious night altogether. It just feels like fall. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're joining us from here tonight for Nightlight. Welcome. Whether you're on the radio, the app, or watching the radio on the stream, it is great to have you here. We've got I have a great show here for you guys tonight. We have two outstanding directors on the show tonight. This might be a first on Nightlight. We do a lot of firsts here. But we've got, at 6:35, it will be my pleasure to welcome Mr. Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can currently see in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin, all over the state. I believe it's still out there. And the distributor is none other than another friend of ours, Sean Hanisch. So the two of them, two swell guys, teamed up to bring you a great movie, a great documentary about Japanese Packer fans. Craig will join me at 6:35, and we'll discuss how that's going, and you can learn a little bit more about the film if you're not familiar already with this, what seems to be a treasure. I have not seen it yet. Conrad, have you seen this movie yet?
I have not, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of charm. It's got great music that Craig also wrote for the film, and we feature that on Bar Band Friday just a few nights ago here with our pal Terry Barr. She brought us just this great song called Man of Action, and it is in the film, and Craig also has a band. Oh, man, it's exhausting. He's got a band. He's making movies. He's also on YouTube as Wheezy Waiter with over 1 million viewers or subscribers, I guess it would be. So Craig will be here. He is a lot of fun to talk to. He's been on the show before. I've interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin as well. Great guy. Joins me at 6:35. And then at 7:35, director number two for the evening, Phil Johnston, will be here. Northeast Wisconsin native, who is a comedy writer and also a brilliant filmmaker. He's made a lot of animated films like Wreck-It Ralph, Zootopia. He has a movie called The Twits that is now in theaters and I believe on Netflix, or it will go to Netflix right after a brief theatrical run. Either way, he's got some big credits. He also wrote the film Cedar Rapids with kind of a... That movie has like... It's like a who's who of comedy. Tom Lennon is in it. Ed Helms. Stephen Root. Got this great cast, and he's written a lot of live action stuff too. Very successful guy, and he is a native Wisconsinite, I think from Appleton. So we'll talk to Phil at 7:35. That was our pal Danny Wheels made that connection, Con. I don't know if you knew that.
Shout out Danny Wheels.
Yeah, I think they went to high school or something maybe. But anyway, great stuff, and two really fun guys joining me here tonight on Nightlight. Got a great question we'll get to in just a moment. Working the board. On the other side of the glass from me is Conrad Krieger.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, good for it being 45 degrees and rainy and gross.
I love when you complain about the weather and you grew up in Wisconsin.
Like, I know what I got myself into.
Do you, like, expect it not to be so?
You know, I was just, like, hoping for one more week of warm weather. But then I would have said it next week, too.
Yeah.
I just wish, you know, for Florida weather right now.
It's coming. Yeah, you should move. You could move south, like, to, like, Racine. Enjoy that southern Wisconsin weather.
I don't know if it much changes, but.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I did something today. Before we get to our question of the night, this is what kind of inspired it. Yesterday and today, my wife made this great soup, and I had it. And I have a new term or phrase, I guess I should say. I took a bite. It was too hot. And when you do that subsequent, like, you do anything not to burn your tongue because that messes up your eating for, like, 5 days. You don't feel anything. It's probably a great way to keep the weight off, but, like, you can't taste anything. So, and I like, you know, I like food. I want to taste it. I hate when I burn my tongue. So I do what I call this, like, food ballet in my mouth. I'm like moving it up here, then there. I'm not letting any of the food touch my mouth in a particular area for too long.
So you're like.
Then it works.
You're like mouthwashing the soup.
Sort of. If it's soup, yes. This was like a thick, this is almost like a stew. So it was like a chicken thing. So I had like chicken going this side, then I'm moving it over to this. It was like an aerobic workout. And it worked. I can enjoy food in the next few days.
You know, with soup and, you know, stew, you can just, you know, blow on it.
Well, you can, but if you charge into it head first like I do,
because I got
game. I don't know. I never over microwave something, so I don't have that problem, but I don't know, yesterday, I guess I did. So that's my phrase. Food ballet, move it around, folks. Do not burn your mouth. Your mouth is like one of the, I don't know. It affects you for days. It can turn into like a canker sore, you know?
Oh, those are the worst.
Terrible. So just a little tip here from Nightlight. That's the Nightlight. That's the Nightlight food tip of the night. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this is a good one. I have a feeling people are going to have fun with this one tonight. It's a food-related question because it's National Tavern Style Pizza Day. So our question of the night here at Nightlight is, what is your favorite kind of za pizza? What do you like? So many different kinds. Thick crust, hand toss, thin crust, Detroit style, Chicago style, New York style, or tavern style. How do you like your pizza, folks? You could give us toppings. You could give us the way you like it cut. What kind of manufacturer, if you like Tombstone or DiGiorno or whatever. Let us know how you like your pizza. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment. And if you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow. Always fun to be noticed. So I'm going to start off and say that my favorite, and I put this on social media as well, as I've gotten older, I like thin crust better. I like thin crust with sausage, onion, fresh garlic, possibly jalapenos, and also light sauce. I don't like a ton of red sauce. When I was younger, and especially where I grew up, we had this place in Chicago called Nancy's Stuffed Pizza, and the pizza was like, it was like a piece of ice cream cake. It was like 6 inches tall, just cheese and meat. I don't think I could eat that. I don't think I could eat that now. Even like a Giordano's or Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I don't think I could do. I think tavern style is actually my choice, because that's typically more thin crust. So there you go. Sausage, onion, fresh garlic, light sauce, maybe some jalapenos. What about you, Con?
Oh, I would say my favorite is pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom. And it used to be chicken, bacon, ranch, but since I enjoy mushroom much now. And I'll tell you, I used to work at a pizza place in my hometown. And we used to, like, when we'd, like, make pizzas for ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
We do it a special way.
Oh, yeah.
And the best way, that was one of my favorite pizzas. I used to make it all the time. My boss showed me this then. It was when you put the sauce on the, you put the layer of sauce on, and then you throw pepper on it.
Just coarse ground pepper or red pepper? Okay.
And then pepper flakes as well. Mm-hmm. And then you do the rest of the pizza you like it. It adds so much flavor to it, actually, under it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way. If I can make my own pizza, I'm putting that on there.
So what do you call that? What is it like, so the crust is thicker?
We did no it was a thin crust.
Okay.
Just that flavor just added to it, you know?
Huh. Okay. I could dig it. No vegetables though, really.
Mushroom,
I guess.
I guess it's a fungi.
That's a fungi. But that sounds good. Nothing wrong with a meat lover's pizza. So let us know what you think, folks. What is your favorite kind of pizza? Very open-ended question. Just let us know what you think, and we will read your text on the radio. I had this. I liked the show Task so much, I went back and watched the finale again. This show was so great. The lead character, Mark Ruffalo, is an FBI agent. He doesn't look buff. Apparently, he was eating Philly cheesesteaks to get ready for the role. He's got a little paunch. He looks like a regular dude. And he's a former priest on the show who keeps taking in foster kids. And there's a minor spoiler here, but you find this out in the first episode. One of the foster kids ends up being responsible for the death of his wife. And that foster child has a sister who lives there too. So there's all this in-family drama. And the way the show navigates through that is so great. It's thoughtful. It's about forgiveness. And the last episode is great. And Ruffalo's so good. And the writing is so good. I cannot recommend this show enough. So check out Task. I also meant to watch The Chair Company, the second episode last night, but I didn't. I just was working and did not get to it. But that is on my list.
I watched it last year when it came out, but Nobody Wants This, you know?
Oh, yeah. Is that Tim Robinson?
That's Adam. No, that was his other show, Don't Leave, or something like that.
The Detroiters, and then, yeah.
This one was with Adam Brody. Or not Adam Brody. Adam. Yeah, Adam.
Adam.
Adam. I can't think of it. Anyways, it's a great show, and season two comes out tonight, so.
And what's the show called?
Nobody Wants This. It's with Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. No, that is Adam Brody.
That is.
It?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
He was on our show last year. He was on Nightlight.
Yes. When I pictured Adam Brody, for some reason, I went to Adrian Brody.
Who's still talking?
He's still talking.
Yeah. It was like, you were like, Adam Brody. No, not Adam Brody. It was Adam. He's on that show. Yeah. That's Adam Brody.
It's that one show with that one actor named Adam, you know?
Oh, that's great. I need to check out The Chair Company.
And definitely check out episode two. It gets better.
Is it funnier than the first one?
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's hilarious.
All right, and then big news this weekend: the Springsteen movie opens. I'm excited. It's reviewing fairly well, and just because Springsteen's a legend doesn't mean the movie's going to be legendary. But I hope it's good. It looks like it's getting about 65-70% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm really hoping it's a good film. So we'll see that, but I'll be at the theater checking that out. And I do want to see One Battle After Another this weekend too. Other than that, when does the World Series start?
Actually, I don't even know.
I think it's Friday.
The Brewers aren't in it, so I'm kind of, you know.
You gave up on baseball for the
year. Yeah, you know, basketball just started yesterday, so.
I get that. Lots of color television to watch this weekend, though. So that's good. Also, Rich Tallarico says he likes his pizza free. Okay.
I do too.
He's not fussy. I do too. I'm not saying I won't eat like a Detroit style or a thick crust, but if it's free, that's a game changer. Rich LoCascio, our pal from WRJN, says white pizza with ricotta and arugula. Ooh, I'm intrigued. That wouldn't necessarily work with tavern style, but it would certainly work with New York style. Absolutely. And you don't have to pick tavern style pizza. Although there's a great frozen pizza called Home Run Inn that's tavern style. You can get it at Walmart, Aldi. It originated from Chicago, which is known for deep dish, but this is a great tavern-style pizza. The crust is outstanding, even in the frozen version. Mike Desitel says, I've never met a pizza I didn't like. It's good to keep an open mind, Mike. All right, we're going to read more of your texts when we come back. Craig Benzine is here at 6:35, the director of No Packers, No Life. Excited to talk to Craig. And director Phil Johnston of the Twits is here in hour number two. Fun night here. Glad you're with me. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We talk so tough, and there's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark, but a kiss ain't enough. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Our question of the night in honor of National Tavern Pizza Day. Do you know what a tavern pizza is, Con?
Well, that's like at the places, like the bars and stuff,
taverns,
right?
Yeah, they just cut it. I think it's typically more thin crust, but they cut it a certain way as well.
I feel like it's more crispy, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I like that. I like the thinner crust. So let us know what is your favorite kind of pizza, folks. That is our question of the night. We've got some good social media responses, and we will keep you posted and keep those texts coming. Every once in a while I get like celebrity exhaustion, and I just can't. It's hard to keep. It's almost like the celebrities that say negative things are easier to follow. And J-Lo said some stuff. That's Jennifer Lopez, Jen Jen, as I call her. She said some stuff that is just, she's really annoying. She's up there. She's Mark Wahlberg or Ryan Reynolds annoying. I'm not kidding.
Wow, you don't like her, do you?
No, and I'm going to tell people how I feel. Nobody cares, but I'm going to say it anyway because I got a microphone in front of me. We got a phone call?
Yes, we do. Ollie from the North.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I cannot wait to hear what kind of pizza Ollie likes. Hello, Ollie. How are you?
Good. It's a food one. You know, Ollie's calling in.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I love when you call us about the food stuff.
My favorite, I think, because I don't get to get out and eat anymore, health issues wise.
Oh, that's a bummer.
so I do get the lots of matzah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like the one with the four meats. And then, of course, that's not good enough, quite good enough. You have to tweak it. So I put some sliced green olives on there and some sliced mushrooms, fresh or canned, whichever you've got.
Sure.
And then a bunch more extra cheese and some Italian seasonings, a little bit of garlic.
My goodness. That you eat? Yeah. Do you eat that after five, Ollie?
I eat it whenever I can get somebody to get me one.
I just have two.
You know,
I have two words for you
around here. So
I have two words for you: sleep on your stomach. Oh my gosh, that is a lot of food.
Well,
impressive.
I don't eat it all at once. I cook it and then
kind of snack on it,
and then bag it up, and then have it for a couple of other meals. So. Yeah,
I admire people like you. I cannot eat one piece of pizza. It's like I can't eat two cookies. But that's great.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Of course, you've got to have. I would love to be able to be someplace where I could get one of those dessert pizzas too.
Oh, those are good too. Those you know, Domino's has like a lava cake that's really good. It's chocolate lava. Yeah, if you eat enough pizza and then that, it might kill you, but it's going to taste pretty darn good. It's not a bad way.
What a way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great night. That's awesome. God, that's a lot. What did she say? Pepperoni, sausage. What else? Hamburger?
And some Italian seasoning as well. And
she had like four meats on there, though.
Some garlic.
Like a rack of lamb, something.
Some ribs.
That's insane. That is serious. But again, if you eat one piece, it's like eating a piece of lasagna almost or casserole. I just can't do that. I can't make a frozen pizza without half of it at least being gone. And when I was younger, the whole thing's gone. If it's like a tombstone or something.
Oh, those things are too small.
Dave on the stream says, or Lil Irv, he's Lil Irv tonight. He has two different personas, Con. I don't know what to do about that. Could be witness protection. Let's not out him. Tombstone, garlic crust pepperoni. I've never heard.
I didn't know they made different type of crust.
Yeah. That lots of matzo, though, that Ollie said is good.
Oh, so good.
They've got like a ton of cheese. I could go lighter sauce on that, but other than that, that was made for taverns. That's a great tavern pizza. Tim Baker on social media says sausage, pepperoni, and mushrooms, extra sauce, well done but not burned. Oh, he's a difficult customer. That's a tough order.
As a person who worked in a pizza place.
Are you spitting in that guy's? Our pal Amanda Nimmer from here at WGBW says, depends on the mood, but I would destroy a chicken cordon bleu pizza from Glass Nickel. I've never heard of that either.
Have you a Glass Nickel pizza?
I have had it once or twice,
oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
It is good. I can't imagine a chicken cordon bleu, much less wanting to destroy it.
So it's got to have some ham on there.
And that sauce.
And then that sauce.
I don't do good with white sauces. Yeah. I've eaten pizza, though, where, like, if it's a red sauce, that I know. I've destroyed a regular pizza where it looks like a crime scene has occurred. And it's just like.
I could, you know, chicken Alfredo pizza is really good, too.
Chicken Alfredo. Yeah. Alfredo's the white, creamy sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do that. I like a garlic sauce, though. Nice garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I have a pretty sophisticated palate. I think that's my problem when it comes to frozen pizzas. That's what we're talking about, folks. It is National Tavern Pizza Day today. Let us know what your favorite kind of pizza is. And great movies opening this weekend. And I'm trying to find the right moment to talk about J-Lo because it's this mentality in this country right now. It's another billionaire that can't catch a break. Poor J-Lo. She can't find love. All these guys give her houses and rings and everything, but she doesn't feel like they ever truly loved her.
Maybe sounds like a her problem.
She could be a jerk. Maybe it's her. Maybe you need to take a good long swim in Lake U, Jen. I don't know. I'll read part of the excerpts later, though. It's driving me crazy. And she is on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Maybe right I should now. Give her a call.
See if you can get her.
Yeah.
You know? But she can't find love, so, you know.
Well, I can't get her a house or a ring or anything, so it just has to be for the love, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, listen, if you can make it, if you can make that happen, I will buy you free pizza for a year. If you can get J-Lo to come out and talk to me face to face. But she's going to run for me, Con. She knows I ask the tough questions. All right. When we come back, folks, no Packers, no Life director, Craig Benzine is here. Can't wait. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Another vessel struck by the U.S. military in the Eastern Pacific. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says that the boat was transporting narcotics. It says three men were killed in the strike. It's the second boat to be hit in that region in 2 days.
The administration has been cracking down on suspected drug smugglers in the Caribbean, bombing seven vessels there since September 2nd. And in a show of force, the U.S. flying three B-52 bombers off the coast of Venezuela late last week. President Trump said he also has authorized covert CIA missions inside Venezuela.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The North Carolina House approved a new congressional voting map Wednesday that's expected to give Republicans an extra seat in Congress. Texas was the first state to redistrict in favor of Republicans. Sources tell ABC News President Trump intends to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to begin construction of his new ballroom. That could be completely razed by this weekend. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Captain Olivia Benson of the NYPD's SVU, also known as Mariska Hargitay, really had her sights set on comedy early in her career. During a recent appearance on Amy Poehler's podcast, Hargitay said she screen tested several times for Friends, specifically the role of Monica. She was on Seinfeld and The Single Guy as well and thought that sitcoms were her destiny until a psychic told her doing comedy would never make her famous. 6 months later, she got the role of Benson on the Dick Wolf series. The show has been on now for 26 seasons. Anybody know the number of a good psychic? Actress Elizabeth Olsen says she will no longer act in studio-financed films unless they get a theatrical release. The veteran of many indie films says she is fine acting in films that have no distribution, but says being a part of a big production just to go to streaming does not excite her. The Godzilla actress emphasized that the theater-going experience is very important and much like a sporting event in that it brings people together. Testify. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear and frosty. We're going to drop into the 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
And yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sean O'Malley about your money and the markets and how the State of Wisconsin Investment Board made a killing off of crypto, then wisely got out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome and welcome to Nightlight, folks. We're broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight on a Wednesday night in the fall. Halloween right around the corner, a chill in the air. What could be better? We're talking about movies and TV and comedy and music and all the great stuff in life that makes us happy. And joining us now to make us even happier is one of my favorite guests. This guy is a multi-talented individual. He goes by the title Wheezy Waiter on YouTube, where he has over a million subscribers. He is a musician and part of a really cool band, and he also made the film No Packers, No Life, which is in theaters right now, and he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Craig Benzine. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just had a probably ate too much dinner, and I'm feeling good.
Do you have a favorite pizza, Craig? I know you've been in Chicago for years, but you're a Wisconsin guy. Is there a rivalry in pizza there too, or do you have a favorite pizza?
Well, so in Madison, my favorite. You talked about Glass Nickel earlier.
Yeah.
And I think just they have lots of good ones, but they're just their standard pepperoni sausage is really good, pepperoni. But I would say, I hate to say it, but maybe my actual favorite is at a place called Pequod's in Chicago. It's deep dish.
I've never had Pequod's. I've heard nothing but amazing stuff about it, though. You're in the pizza haven of the world, basically. It's hard not to like some form of Chicago pizza.
I know. And a lot of people tell me they don't like deep dish, but you got to try Pequod's because it's something special.
It's hard for me to do deep dish now, but I would make an exception just because of all the stuff I've heard about Pequod's. Do you live near a Pequod's?
No, there's only two. I'm in Madison now. So, when I lived in Chicago, I would go there all the time.
Oh, I thought you were still in Chicago. Okay. So you live in Madison now.
Yes, I do.
Well, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks. I mean, I've been here for a little while, but yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It's about time you welcome
me. I don't get your updates anymore, Craig. Damn it. Well, it's great. I didn't know that. So that's terrific. And Glass Nickel, I've got to try because my buddy Steve Burrows did commercials for Glass Nickel years ago, and they are hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but you can see them on the Google or the YouTube, and it's just him being this snazzy salesman. Very funny stuff.
I don't watch YouTube. I don't have anything to do with YouTube.
You do whether you want to or not, it sounds like. All right, let's talk, Craig, because this is like you're on a roll, man. You've made this great film about Japanese Packer fans. For those who might not be familiar with it, even though you guys are all over social media and the news and everything, tell us a little bit about No Packers, No Life.
No Packers, No Life is about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans. I have a friend who goes to Japan a lot and just happened to come across this group of Japanese Packer fans. They are so intensely excited about the Packers. They meet on a regular basis to watch either live games as they happen at like 2 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Or they'll go meet and rewatch games that they liked in the previous season. And I was there with them to shoot the documentary, rewatching a game, and they were as excited as if they didn't know what was going to happen. My friend Ty decided to fly them to a Packer game. So about around 30 of them ended up going to Green Bay and staying with Ty's friends in their houses and experiencing Wisconsin and Green Bay and then a Packer game. And there's some very emotional moments along the way that are, it's all happy stuff. This might be the most positive documentary ever made, but
nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, and it's about connections. It's about people from other, from different walks of life, coming together, building a community around a thing they love.
I'm fascinated that they watch games that already happened. Like, I'm a big sports fan. I would never do that. Yeah. Like, if my teams win huge games, I don't do that. And they have less of a connection, at least growing up maybe, to American sports teams than we do. That's serious fandom.
Yeah, I think it's also a coming together and building a community just over there in Japan, because in their culture, they don't get to, it's a little more, it's a formal culture, so they don't get a chance to express themselves as much as I understand it. And so the Packers, it's just all these people who let it all out by watching Packer games.
Wow. How was the trip when they came over here? I assume you guys had a lot of fun filming that, but what was it like for them over here? Did they totally embrace it? Did they love it? Were they curious? Were they just euphoric? Like, what was that like?
Okay. Well, first of all, I wasn't actually there for that part of the documentary. So, but I did edit it. So I've watched all the footage. but they were very, it was all positive. They were very excited. They were blown away by, a lot of them live in Tokyo, and just to see the big houses, the wide roads, the open space, and how everyone was so open and friendly. It was nothing but positive things to say. And they felt as if it was like, one of them says it was a sacred place to them going to Lambeau. It was like almost a religious experience.
It must have been surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they liked it. They liked it a lot.
How, you know, what's even more impressive is that you found Packer fans in a place that is not known for their cheese intake on any level. And here they are embracing Wisconsin. That's a big hurdle in world relations.
Yeah, one of them had a cheese charm on their glasses, and one of them was wearing a big cheese head that they've had for 20 years, apparently.
So I'm guessing you didn't think when you set out to do this, or I don't know what you were thinking, but you know, every filmmaker, when they set out, they're like, well, the sky is the limit. Maybe this will be Big Fat Greek Wedding, or maybe it'll strike a chord and go worldwide. The fact that you're in Marcus Theaters right now before you get out on streaming platforms, I assume, maybe you didn't see that coming. That's kind of a nice twist.
Absolutely not. We just tried to send it to film festivals. I thought it was good, but I didn't know. It's always hard to, being in a band for so long, I've been making creative stuff for, 25 years, and I'm used to making things that no one's gonna see, and no one's gonna care about, and that's always in the back of my mind as a possibility, and I thought basically this we would show to friends, it might show at a few film festivals, and that was it. But then we got into the Wisconsin Film Festival, and the response was incredible.
Yeah,
and through that we met Cannonball Productions, who helped us, because they did the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the Brewer documentary.
Sure.
And they helped us do all of this, get in contact with Marcus Theaters and show it all across Wisconsin.
That's Sean Hanna. She's a real slave driver. I'm sure he really put you to work. And
he did. We had to do a lot of media.
If every guy in the business was like Sean, nobody would ever complain. Like, I don't know what it's like working with him, but he's been on the show several times, and I love the guy. You know, he's so much fun.
He's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so how long you have – you're in the theaters this week. Do you have any idea how long the run will be?
I don't know. We have it depends on if people go see it. So
yeah.
More people have to go see it. If it could go another week, it could go 20. I don't know, optimistically, but
sure.
But it's in there right now. We have a special screening this Friday in Green Bay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the Bay. Sorry, I took your question.
No. That's okay. Please, that was my next question at Bay Park Square. So please tell us.
Yeah, I unfortunately can't be at the Q&A, but producer and star Ty will be there, and Mark Murphy will be there.
Yeah,
former president CEO of the Packers.
How did that happen? Is he? I assume he's seen the film, or will that be his first time watching it?
I don't know. Again, the power of Sean Hannish or Mark Cass, who's been doing a lot of press work for us. So
sure,
yeah.
It was funny. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can see in Marcus Theaters currently. And as you just mentioned, there's a big event here in Green Bay at the Bay Park Square, Marcus. And Mark Murphy will be there, and there's a Q&A after. It sounds like a really fun event. Mark Cass reached out, and he's like, I've got this documentary about Japanese Packer fans that come over. And I'm like, oh, that sounds an awful lot like Craig's movie. your name was not in the email. And I've, out of a sense of loyalty, I'm like, I don't know about this. And I did a little more digging, and Sean's name was in there. I'm like, does Sean have the same idea? No, it's got to be the same film. So,
come on, Mark. Come on, put me an email.
Yeah. Well, it's probably just an oversight. I don't think he's trying to pull fast one on you, Craig, or anything. What have any other Packers seen the film? Has anybody approached you from the organization? Like, have you gotten any feedback from current or former Packers?
Well, the VIP premiere we had in Waukesha last week, Wednesday, there were three Packers there. There was George Kuntz, Amon Green, and Antonio Freeman were at the screening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Amon Green spoke at the end and had a lot of nice things to say and loved it. So
that's I would imagine they would love that. Like they're when Packers stick around that aren't from here and they continue living here, you know, they fell in love with the community and love being ex-Packers, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So how else? Let me see here. All right. So what is your next, how do you follow this up, Craig? Like, I know you just mentioned you got a band, you're this YouTube influencer. What do you follow up a film like this with?
Well, I got to keep making YouTube videos. Also I have plans. I've been working on ideas for movies for a long time. I have a couple of I've started writing screenplays and stopped, but now that this movie is behind me, I think I can really go in earnest. And I have a couple of ideas. I don't know how much I want to reveal yet, but I would say one of them involves a heist. So I've been really interested in the latest heist in the news. I kind of want to make a heist movie set in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love that. Those are my favorite kind of films. Caper films, heist films. How much of a departure, like... That's so different than what you just did. Now, I have no doubt you can pull that off because you're a musician and you got all kinds of stuff going on. But did you find it hard to write that after working on this, or did you breeze?
Well, I haven't written it yet. That's so. Yes, I am finding it hard. I mean, I've done a lot of. I went to UW Madison Comm Arts. I wrote a lot of screenplays then. That was a while ago, but. I've done narrative things before. I've just never done them on this scale. Same thing with this documentary. I've done, like, I would say many of my YouTube videos are like miniature documentaries, but I've never done a full length one. But I did it, and I think I did it a good job. So I think I could do the same with a full movie.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I meant to ask you this before we moved on. We've got about a minute to a break, but how was it watching No Packers, No Life with an audience in Madison? Or if that was your first time or the first time you did watch it with an audience?
The first time was in Waukesha, and it was the first time I watched it was – no, I guess first time for the market screenings was in Waukesha.
Okay.
The first time with an audience was in Madison at the film festival, and it was one of the best nights of my life. It was incredible. People loved it so much, and it felt so good to feel like I did my job.
Outstanding. I still haven't seen it yet, but we're going to come back and talk more with our guest, Craig Benzine, the director of No Packers, No Life. I got a lot of questions for Craig, and it's great to have him on the show. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Let that play for a minute. This is Nightlight, and that song is Man of Action. And my guest right now is Craig Benzine. Are you the lead singer, Craig?
I am the lead singer.
That is a great song.
Well, thank you. That's my band, Driftless Pony Club, and I believe the song was written by my friend Matt. I can't take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't have enough hours in the day to do everything you do anyway, so it's okay to pass.
I'm sure I had input on the writing of the song. I don't remember. It was a while ago, but...
Great name. I love the does that come from, by any chance, the Driftless area of Wisconsin?
The band name?
Yeah.
A friend of a former member of the band bought a shirt at Goodwill that said Driftless Pony Club on it. And we thought that was the only band name that none of us hated, so that's the one we went with. And then we learned later that was a pony club in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. And they changed their name to the Black Rock. They emailed me. They found our band. They emailed me. They changed their name to the Black Hawk Pony Club or the Black Rock Pony Club. I can't remember because it sounded more competitive.
That's so great. I love the song, and I understand it's in the film No Packers, No Life. Terry Barr, yeah, who does so much here at Civic Media, and she's our guest on Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight on Fridays, brought the song, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this guy's got a band too? Like, you know, you're just got your hand in everything, and it's such a fun song. Did you write it for the movie, or was it just something you guys had that you're like, hey, this would fit perfectly?
Well, so I just had it's something I had. So I was editing the movie and I was looking for music, and the most readily available and legal music to use was right, our own music. And I tried a lot of different music, but that just seemed to work really well with the part in those parts of the. It's like during the really partying parts of the movie.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just a feel good. It's a great song. It's got I could totally see it in a movie. So I keep trying to move on from No Packers, No Life, but it's hard because there's so much to talk about it. You have swag as well. You want to tell people where they can get a No Packers, No Life mug or toenail clipper or something?
Yeah, just nopackersnolife.com. There's hoodie. There's a t-shirt. I don't know what else there is. That is all. There's a hat there, poster. Yeah. NoPackersNoLife.com.
Very cool.
And you can also see information on the screen, special screenings and everything. So, yeah.
Do you have streaming info yet, Craig?
No streaming info right now.
You'll have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
Love to get the word out about it. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, currently playing in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin. He's also a musician. And where do you guys play, Craig? Do you play bars in Wisconsin?
We used to. Now we all live in. We've been a band for 20 years.
Wow.
over 20 years. Maybe 25 years, actually. Yeah. I guess if you count the pandemic. We met in college. We played a lot around Madison. Started developing a little bit of a following around Madison, but then we moved to Chicago and struggled for a while until my YouTube channel took off, and then it kind of helped the band take off a little bit.
Wow.
Now we all live in different places. One, the bassist Sam, still lives in Chicago, but the other two members live in Minnesota. So
we don't,
but we are starting to work on a new album. But we're doing it slowly as I keep driving up there and we keep working on stuff.
If people want to find like the music you guys have already created, where can they find that? Is that online anywhere?
It's in all the places you listen to music, but I think there's all, let's check the status of driftlessponyclub.com right now. We have driftlessponyclub.com. We have a Bandcamp. We have all the things. We're on all the things.
Yeah, you guys should definitely take advantage of the internet.
Yes.
So that's cool. I would love it. If you guys ever are in Green Bay, I would love to have you play that song in the studio sometime or just whatever you want. It'd be fun to have you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we can get together enough to write an album and maybe have a little tour, that would be great.
That would be outstanding. Can I keep you for a few minutes past the news? I want to ask you what's new at Wheezy Waiter and talk a little TV and Halloween and all that kind of stuff. All right, fantastic. Craig Benzine is my guest. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, and you can follow him on YouTube. He's a Wheezy Waiter, and he's got over 1 million subscribers. I don't know quite how that's possible, but it's true. And the band is officially getting back together, so Craig is going to stick with us past intermission into Act 2 for a few minutes before we let him go. Gary in Madison says his favorite pizza is the Italian carne pizza at Portobello Madison. Oh, have you ever eaten at Portobello, Craig? That's right
Long time ago, yeah. I think I have.
It's across from the State Street Bratz, right? Kind of in down the block a little bit?
Yeah. I think I went there once when in college, so like 20 years ago, yeah.
I always walk past there, and it's like the nicest looking place, but it's never – I didn't know if it was still open or if stuff happened there or not. But
I remember liking it, but What do I know? I was a college kid.
Exactly. You're not eating. You're not fine dining. Thank you, Gary, for the text. Let's see if we can get one more in here before the break. And 920 says, I can't wait to see that documentary. There you go. Check it out, 920. Yeah. No Packers, no life. If 920, if you're right here in Green Bay, check out that event Friday night, too, at Bay Park Square. All right, we've got more with Craig Benzine, more Packer talk, Wheezy Waiter talk. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. And now the federal government has reached day 23 of the federal government shutdown. ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
With no progress in negotiations on Capitol Hill, Democratic Senator John Fetterman is breaking with his party in hopes of reopening the government. He says Republicans should invoke what's called the nuclear option. It would allow the government spending bill to pass the Senate by simple majority instead of a 60-vote threshold, warning federal food assistance or SNAP benefits are about to run out for 42 million Americans.
The destruction of the White House continues. Sources tell ABC News the demolition of the entire East Wing could be complete by this weekend. President Trump now also upping the cost of his new ballroom. It's gone from $200 million to $300 million, which he says will be paid for by private donors. While defending airstrikes on vessels off the coast of Venezuela, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is now headed to Israel to discuss the ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News. Actor Alex